Zechinishmas Daniel Shane about Yeshua followed. Okay, we're up to page 3, question 16. The Chazara. Okay, you don't have. Okay. Tain dalat tameh hagmar she'ain tovlim kalim b'shabbos. So, you know, the halacha is. See, Mizman Chazal, there were two reasons that. Three reasons that people used the mikvah. They used the mikvah for a woman who was an Ida, used the mikvah. If you bought kalim from a guy, like we do today, we use the mikvah. But then, they use the mikvah also for tumah. In other words, if, say, somebody's tumah sat on this chair, then I wouldn't be able to sit on this chair. Because I'd become tumah. And they say, tonight I want to go eat karbanos in Yerushalayim. And I wouldn't be able to. So, you would take this chair and dump it in the mikvah. Because in other words, the situation Bezman Chazal was very different than today. It was very important to know who sat today. Who cares who sat in the chair before me? You know, I'll sit there, I'll become tameh, big deal. But because we're not, we don't care about taros because we don't deal with truma today. We don't deal with karbanos today. But Bezman Chazal, the mikvah also was metaher for karbanos for tara as well. However, the halacha is that if you had a kli that's tameh, you were not allowed to bring it to the mikvah on Shabbos. I mean, you know, Mugabe, the din of nida. A woman who needs to go to the mikvah goes even Friday night. So what's the idea that we don't bring kalim to mayim to the mikvah? So the Gemara says on page 8, "Dukuli alma miyakli b'shabbes lo." So the Gemara says, "My time amarava gzeira shemi itlenu biyado ve'arivenu dalad amos." Rishus harab. In other words, just like we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. So too, because why don't we blow shofar? Because we're afraid that maybe you don't know how to blow shofar so well, and you'll go carry the shofar in the Rishus HaRabim. The same thing, we don't tovel kalim on Shabbos, because maybe you don't have a mikveh in your basement necessarily. So if you're going to tovel on Shabbos, meaning even if you'll bring it to the mikveh before Shabbos and tovel on Shabbos, we're afraid someone else will not bring it. Someone else will carry in the public domain to bring it to the mikveh. So therefore, that's the first reason why we don't tovel kalim to mayim on Shabbos.
We see here mashmas that he doesn't say Shema,
Yeah.
So there's smash here, it's simple to do. There's no question on Brachos or however we want to learn Blue Globe last year.
Okay, so that's the first thing. Then the second thing, later, further down on the page, Rav Yosef Magzerim Shum Schita. That, because you have to realize that they would tovel everything those days. So if you had a tie, a shirt, that got tameh, you would have to bring it into the mikvah. So we're afraid, if you're going to bring clothing into the mikvah, it's going to be drenched. When it comes out, you'll come to what? To wring it out. Which is an Isser, the Raisa of Schita. You know, Libun, you know, whatever. So ringing out on Shabbos is aser. So that's another reason why you can't. Because again, kalim, we use the word kalim, you know, for a pot, a pan, but clothing is also like kalim, you know. So you can. So that's the second reason. The third reason, Rav Bibi Omer Gzeira Shema Yishe. Because like this, you know how it is in life. Everyone's busy. Everyone's busy. Right? So what are you going to do? You're going to wait till you get a day off and you bring it to the mikvah. So when is he going to get a day off? Well, say on Yontif, he'll get a day off. Shabbos, Yontif. So therefore he's going to leave it in his house till the next Yontif. He'll have some free time. But then, we don't want you to wait so long, because then, who knows, that thing that's tummy in your house will touch other things in the house and make more things tummy. So we don't want that either. That's another reason. And then the Gemara says, Rava Omar Ibn Shanira Kimasakin Kli. The fourth reason is because it looks like that, like you're fixing something. In other words, on Shabbos and Yontif, you're not allowed to be bona. Say this shtender falls apart and I want to, you know, put it back together. So you can't do it. Because it's... So when you go to the mikvah, so it's not like screwing a screwdriver in your... But obviously it means that there's a problem with you, your tummy, and now you're rectifying yourself. So it looks like you're misakin kli, even though you're not a kli, you're a person. But it looks like you're misakin kli, so therefore, it's usher. So the question, so the Gemara asks, so how come a person can't, in other words, if you put a kli into the mikveh, it looks like you're being misakin. What about a person? I said it over, I was saying something incorrectly. In other words, the Gemara's talking about putting a kli into the mikveh. That's usher, Shem Yisrael. But a person can go to the mikveh. Why don't you say the same thing, Shemi Yisakin? Because a person, it doesn't look like he's being Misakin Kli. A person, it could be that he's doing it to cool off. So it doesn't look like, even though he's not doing it to cool off, he's doing it because he's tummy. But it looks like, but since it could look like he's doing it to cool off, then it's not a problem. But a kli, if you put a kli in the mikveh, the kli is not trying to cool off, right? So then the kli is clearly being brought to the mikveh because there's a problem with the kli. So even though it's not the same type of problem that the nail is loose or something like that, but it's the same type of idea. Yeah, Akiva, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say it looks like other people. Right? So will the other people know what you're saying?
If you're learned, you know what you're doing. But and it also, you know, I don't know if it means how much it looks, but it's similar to that. So the aser didn't be the rabbanon. I guess maybe they felt that if you're going to start bringing a kli to the mikvah, so then if a kli is broken, you'll say you'll fix it, and you'll say to yourself, oh, just like the kli was a problematic, I brought it to mikvah, so too, same thing over here.
With the second story you just said, why
you have
mentioned it doesn't look like you're fixing it, you're just going
to the bed. You
just have.
Right.
The second story you said negates the necessity of the first story.
Okay.
Okay. What was the... I didn't catch
the third reason is Shema Yishe. That we're afraid that you're going to... If you're going to allow you... to bring things to the mikvah on Yontif or Shabbos and Yontif, you're going to wait. You'll wait 4 months till Shabbos and Yontif to do it. And then in the meantime, because that's when you have time off, in the meantime, you'll get... Look on with this. You'll get... In the meantime, what'll happen? It'll come in contact with other things that are tar in your house and mitamei them. Okay, so those are the four reasons. Now, question 17 is the Yeshuas Yaakov. We said the halacha is that you're not allowed to wash yourself on Yom Kippur. Right? Not allowed to wash yourself. But if you have dirt on your body, so then you could, say you have mud on your body, you stepped in the mud or something like that, so you could rinse it off. Because we explained that the Isser Rechitza is Rechitza Shel Hana. That's the Isser of Rechitza. It's Rechitza Shel Hana. But if you're doing it to clean, that's not Shel Hana. So we discussed the Mate Ephraim. What if you have little pieces of mud? Do you have to take a baby wipe on each piece? Or can you just go in the bath and just wash it off all at once? Even though when you wash it all at once, there are going to be parts of your body that really were not dirty. But we say that's just a way of getting yourself clean quicker. So we said the Beis Ephraim, the Mate Ephraim said that was permissible to go in the bath all at once. Even though parts of your body were still clean and you're still washing them off. But that's just a way of facilitating washing the whole body, so it's okay. So the Yeshuas Yaakov on page 12. The says, so he has a question. He says, "Adavar Talmud, Rebbe Shasi Yuma Kamrina, the Misha Yodav Muluchlochos, Mutal Larachzam Yom Kippur." If you have dirty hands, you can wash them in Yom Kippur. So that seems to contradict the Gemara in Beitza, because the Gemara in Beitza says that sometimes a person is dirty and he has to wash himself off. So the Gemara says, okay, I understand on Shabbos, but Yom Kippur you can't do it. So it's mashma on the Gemara that you can't wipe off your dirt on Yom Kippur. That seems to contradict the Gemara, because the Gemara in Yuma says you can, and the Gemara in Beitza says that you can't. So the Gemara says, so what's the answer? The answer is, you're allowed to, but only the spot that is dirty. And that's what the Gemara says, that in other words, you can't wash, could go into the mikveh, say, to go to a body of water, against the Beis Ephraim. He says that that's how he miyashiv the sugya, that the Gemara in Yuma says you can wash dirt off your body, but the Gemara but what about that's only Bimosak Shom? Tainach Mashab's Yom Kippur by Eagle of Maimer, and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also. Yom Kippur Namishar, Rafa Gavdal Onir can make it. So the answer. So that's how he answers the stira in the sugis. That the Gemara in Yom Kippur in Yuma that says you can't clean yourself off. That's talking about if you want to If you're dirty in certain spots and you want to clean your whole body at once, that you're not allowed to. And the Gemara in Yuma that says you're allowed to is talking about when you're just wiping off that dirty spot. Against what the Beis Ephraim said. The Mat Ephraim, right. It's the same person, but you're right. Okay. So that was the 17 was his question, the Stira and the Gemaras, and 18 was the answer. That when the Gemara says you can't, that means to wash the whole body to try to get everything off at once. Okay. So that's Chaf. Okay. Now up to Chaf Aleph. So the Gemara says an interesting thing. This is now question 19. The Gemara says an interesting thing that a person is allowed to go. You know, the way we practice today, that in a big community, the mikveh is open every night of the year, except for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Those are the only two nights in the year where the mikveh is closed. In some out-of-town places, they don't have as many people, so they have to open the mikveh by appointment. But if you're in a big community, that many of the communities that you're from, big communities, so the mikveh is open every single night. Friday night, every single night except...
Friday night is only by appointment.
Yeah, it depends. Depends on the mikveh. But Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, it's closed. But the Gemara says explicitly here on Yud Ches Amud Beis on page packet 21, Tanya, Chol Chai Veitvilas, Tovlim Kedarkon, Bein B'Tisha B'Av, Bein B'Yom Kippur. So it says explicitly in the Gemara that a person is allowed to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Explicitly. So how does that work? So why don't we? So Tosis there says, that Bisman of the original halacha of going to the mikveh, say when a woman's in nida, she bleeds, say, 3-4 days, and then she waits 3 more days, says 7 days, and then she goes to the mikveh. But today, we're more machmir. And we say that, no, the woman is not enough just 7 days, you need 7 clean days. So the days that she was bleeding doesn't count. So so you have to wait till we add even more days. So most women, Ashkenazic women, once they get their period, they're not going to go to the mikveh for the minimum of 12 days. And as far as the Torah is concerned, it's only 7 days. And the days that she is bleeding is part of that 7 days. So if she bleeds for 3 days, she waits 4 more days and she goes to the mikveh. Midoraisa. Midorabanan, she has to have Zayin Nikiyim. So no woman today goes on time to the mikveh. No woman today goes tefillah b'zmana, because midrabanan the chachamim took away tefillah b'zmana. So he says that maybe the whole din of the Gemara that you can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur is according to the opinion that tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah. Right? It's a machlokus in the Gemara whether going to the mikvah on time is a special mitzvah, or could you go a little later, or is it a mitzvah to go? One second. Is it a mitzvah to go on time? So, is tefillah b'zman a mitzvah or tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah? So l'maisa, we don't do tefillah b'zmana. So maybe the only time they allowed to go to the mikvah in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av if you were going to do tefillah b'zmana. After 7 days. But since we don't do tefillah b'zmana, So therefore, no one goes anymore to the mikvah on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. That was the first answer he gives, why we don't do that anymore. Then he says in a second answer, In other words, he says, over there, when people were osik bataros, that's it was important to go bisman, like we said before in the Gemara, because if you don't go bisman, then you're going to be metame other things in the house. So you should go bisman. And today we're not osik bataras. So the pressing need to go bisman is not as important. So that's what the that's question 19. Divrei Gemara Toisus means tefillah b'Yom Kippur. That the Gemara says you do tefillah b'Yom Kippur, but we know that we don't because things changed from now till the Gemara. Two things changed. Number one, that we don't have tefillah b'zman b'chlal because we never go after 7 days. It would be an avera to go after 7 days. I mean, based on, you know, as you're not following the, you know, Takanas Chazal or whatever. Yeah. And also, that maybe the whole concept of the tefillah b'zman mitzvah was only when they were osik b'taros, so it was important to for them to go b'zman, so you shouldn't metame mu'taros. That was the, yeah. Do you want to say something?
Where would the concept or fit into
this? That's the next thing. That's the next question. Tein divrei Gemara b'inyan tevilas keri b'yom kippur. So let's take a look in the Gemara. About if a person, a man, has an emission. So we know that Ezra made a takana, that you can't learn, you can't daven. If semen came out of a man's body, he can't learn or daven unless he goes to the mikvah. So the question is, and what about, so does that mean even on Yom Kippur? So that's the Gemara here. Where the Gemara says, Kol chai v'tfilas tovim k'dakim Yom Kippur, neither v'yolos tovels k'dakim Yom Kippur, Valkeri tov v'holach adam mincha. So the Gemara says that a Valkeri could go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur until Ad HaMincha. Rashi says, "Imiro lo keri kodem lachein tovel kadei shuchel uspal tefilas HaMincha." So, if he already, if he saw keri, and he still has to daven mincha, so then there's a need for him to go to the mikvah. So then he can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur before davening mincha. So that's the first opinion. As long as is a tefillah left to daven, then he could daven. Then he could go to the mikvah. Because there's a purpose. So that was the first opinion. And the other opinion in the Gemara says, Kol Hayom. You have the whole day, not only up to Mincha. So what's the machlokas? So the Gemara says, because there's still nilo. So if you hold the ni'ilah, you have to daven ni'ilah on Yom Kippur day. So then, even though you daven mincha, but if you have keri, you have the mincha, you still could go on Yom Kippur for ni'ilah. So that's the Gemara here of when are you supposed to daven ni'ilah. Is Ni'ilah supposed to be davened on the day of Yom Kippur? Or is Ni'ilah supposed to be davened on Motzah Yom Kippur? So if Ni'ilah is supposed to be davened on the day of Yom Kippur, so then if you didn't daven Ni'ilah yet, and there was so still carry, so and you have to daven Ni'ilah on Yom Kippur, so then you can go to the, you can still go to the mikvah after Mincha in preparation for Ni'ilah. And according to the opinion that says no, holds that no, Ni'ilah is davened on Motzei Yom Kippur. In fact, Ni'ilah, according to this opinion, maybe absolves you from davening Maariv because it's at night. So therefore, according to the opinion that Ni'ilah is on Yom Kippur, so then you could go to the mikvah before Ni'ilah. According to the opinion that says Ni'ilah is after Yom Kippur, so then you can't go. If you daven Mincha already, then there's no more tefillas on Yom Kippur, so then you can't go anymore on Yom Kippur because there's no need. For Ni'ilah, you could go to the mikveh after Yom Kippur because you could have Mincha, you could have Ni'ilah at night. And those are the two opinions of the Gemara. When is Tefillah's Ni'ilah?
Isn't this Gemara Mashma that Torah is not important, and therefore that Torah is so long, and that my focus is Brachos?
Yeah.
The Torah is so long. The fact that Torah is not relevant in our discussion. It's much more assumes that Torah that we're passing in that way.
Okay.
And therefore, to find a schedule, it still applies to one of them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense then?
I mean,
this Gemara, we could say Talmud Torah. We're not saying Talmud Torah, so we must hold passion for holding that you don't know Talmud Torah.
Yeah.
So the whole reason for Baal the
Zeres
is because of
Hamatara,
it seems it's
maximum
from this that
they're
still
the Hamatara. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So those are the. So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara about. Yeah. Okay. Tain Shitas Hamari Bruna. So the Mari Bruna, what does the Mari Bruna say? That's on page 8. So he says, He says, in other words, he says he permits to go to the mikveh for carry. to marry Bruna.
Who is this?
To marry Bruna.
Yeah.
One second. After Tfilah Kol Shalom, you know, even though we don't normally, we daven without going to the mikveh during the year, but still, we want to daven on Yom Kippur B'Tara. Because we like Malachim. So therefore, we accept it upon us, the mitzvah, to be Tovel B'Yom Kippur for Keri. Because even though technically, as we've seen psychologically, if a person's not going to go to the mikveh and he has keri, then he's going to just not be able to daven well. Libo nokfo, he's going to be nervous about himself.
So this is a new type of...
So he says he permits going to the mikveh for Baal Keri. But what are we saying minhag b'vat halacha? Because what's the real halacha? Well, what about the Gemara that says that if you didn't daven yet? That was only about Tefillah Ezra, right? So, that Gemara is only about Tefillah Ezra, but now there's no Tefillah Ezra, so then you can daven without. He says, so the really it's Aser. As Ezra says, Ezra Hagler, not to be confused with Ezra Sofer, but Ezra Hagler says that we don't do Tefillah Ezra for Zman Ezra because it was Nispatel the Tefillah Ezra, so we shouldn't be allowed to go to the mikveh today. But he's saying that you could. So the Rambam writes, if you look at the Rambam, he writes here on page 6, Mishra Keri Bizman Azeb Yom Kippur. He just wipes it off and davens. Because you're not accomplishing anything, because we have two mesmes anyway. And you don't need tefillah because it's only a minug. And we don't have takanah ezra. We don't have the takanah anymore. So Ramela, the whole thing doesn't apply. So the Rambam says you can't go to the mikveh. So the Mari Bruna says, even though you can't, but, you know, people are knowing to go to the mikveh, say, before Yom Kippur, like Erev Yom Kippur, because they want to daven b'tahara. So even on Yom Kippur itself, you, the minhag is...
they make a drive
to the mikveh. The telek is getting very sharp here. No, you can't drive to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. Meaning what Rabbi Talki is saying is, well, what is this? It's a halacha that you can't. So what is this thing? Now the answer is, we'll see in the Ben Ishchai, because really, you're not doing it l'shem tanig anyway. It's just...
The only answer here is that's a psychological issue, and therefore your psychological issue puts you into a different category in halacha. Because it gives you a book, a heter for one reason, a heter like it has an issue to it. There's also to know if you don't know the time to sign up. I know. The Maharashtra. The answer
is the Rabbah.
This is
Bhagavad.
That's a song.
Yeah.
The whole thing is
I can't hear you.
I said if we're saying that Mal Kerry can go because we have a minhag to try and give her, then wouldn't that permit women to go even if it's not sealed as well? For the same reason?
Who, like the Mari Bruna, you saying?
Yeah.
Well, the Mari Bruna is permitting it because people won't be able to daven properly, even though there's no tefillas ezra, but we're nohag to daven batara. That's
so
why we go to
go to the mikvah before every single time.
Okay. So therefore, we go to the mikvah in Erev Yom Kippur. So people, if they wouldn't be able out to daven, go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Say they saw Kerry Yom Kippur night, and we won't let them go to the mikvah. They're gonna feel very uneasy, and they're not gonna daven properly.
And certain people don't think because
so you're asking. So how does
the way you phrase it there? I
then
you
right.
Certain people go to the mikvah 10 times a day.
They don't
feel comfortable, they don't go 10 times a day. So now
what's
there? Just
making
no change of power to...
Yeah.
Where did that
come
from?
I don't know. They wouldn't have time for it anyway.
Yeah.
That was a little sarcastic, but then you get my point. I want to rule out some of certain. They, let's put it this way. The stories that I've seen to say about the rabbits, they go in and come today.
They go a lot.
Yeah.
Where are you, Kipper?
No, regularly.
Not on Yom Kippur, regularly.
So why, seriously, why can't you go on Yom Kippur? According to the Hisra, why can't someone go?
Take it up with the Mari Bruna.
I don't know where he is. I can't take it up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so he's not with us. Yeah.
Actually, he's basing it on the fact that there was such a cutoff, that as you mean that you should go against the voluntary. If the person goes every day on his own, we're not going to be in a different situation. I mean, that's why you can't just go and take this leniency to anything you want to go multiple times, right? Just so you're not feeling you're really just in the mood to go to the mikvah.
So, what are you saying?
I mean, that's why you can't just apply this minhag tag. Just if you want to go to the mikvah, you kippur. It has to be if you see about carrying, because it has its basis in a potential love issue. Maybe it's not a love issue now, but it does have its basis there.
You're saying it can't just be a psychological thing that's not, even though the halacha doesn't apply, b'zman hazeh, of the Baal Keri having to go to the mikvah. So you're saying, well, once applied. So Telk, he'll say back to you, but it doesn't apply now.
No, could we say he holds the stuff, he holds it still applies for me? Kilim and not the, and maybe he's not
insulting. Let's see. So, but let's look on page 22. We have the tshuva from the Rav Pa'olim of the Ben Ish Chai. Echad Yirei Shemayim, the person on page 14, who is Yirei Shemayim, he saw Keri on the night of Yom Kippur, and he was very bothered. It was bothering him a lot. And if he knows that if he won't go, he'll be depressed the whole Yom Kippur. So he was Tovel Yom Kippur morning. And he was claiming that it wasn't a Rechitza Shaltanik. And then, after Yom Kippur, he asked the Rav, did he do right? He did it, and then he asked the Rav after Yom Kippur. So, what does he say back? So he says, So he said, a regular person shouldn't do it, but if he's very nervous, you can be mekel.
And he does it
b'chol
Yimot
Hashana. What?
And he does it
b'chol Yimot Hashana. Lo'avar al divrei Maraki Maran, efshar sheyodeh, b'mi shedarko litbo b'chol Yimot Hashana. In other words, even though the Shulchan Aruch says not to be the bitovel, right? You have the Shulchan Aruch here? What page? It's not in the packet? Maybe it's in the next packet. But he says not to do it. But he thinks maybe the Mechaber will be Moda, that somebody who has a minute to do it every day, that it's going to cause him bilbul, that he could do it. So he says that if a person will ask him on Yom Kippur morning and he sees he's very nervous, you can let him go. Okay. Then we said the Rambam brings the Takana of Ezra, Perek Dalet, Hilchas Tefillah, Halacha Dalet V'Hei. He says, Kol HaTameim Rochtzin Yudeim, V'Vad Ketor Mespalam, Af Mishav Shalom Litpo, V'Lalos, Ein Tefillah Me'akevis. Ezra Tikin Shalikra, Balkeri, V'Vad, V'Divrei Torah, Ad She'Yidbo. Whereas Ezra said, you can't learn without being Tovel for. And Bezdin, after that, said even davening. But then he says that the takana never caught on.
Rabbi, what did the Rav Palam say again?
What?
The Rav Palam.
Rav Palam says that we can be matir from a person who's very nervous, and he feels that if he's not going to, even though the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say not to be Tovil, even for a Balkari, because we don't have Tefillah Sezer anymore, but he says that if somebody does it every day and he's nervous that he that he's going to not daven properly, so he could be mako for him. And then the Rambam says, there's a minig in Bovel, Shinar uvisvara, in Spain, Shein Balkari Mispalo Ache Roche, it's called Besoro, that even though these takanas don't apply anymore, Okay, I'll call you right back. Mir Pashad Bishino Visvar Shain Balkari Mispalo. This is a minag Ache Roches. A medva mamur and babari of chola. Of a chola shara carry the onsa part of Menachitza says. So there is a minag. I'm trying to point that. That they still kept a minag to be tovel. Not to daven until you're in tovel. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. We're going to have regular shiur tomorrow. I was supposed to give the North Shore shiur, but it was postponed for another week. So we'll have regular shiur, regular Tuesday schedule. It's 11:30 shiur here.